My name is Leonie O'Dowd, and I am here as part of the Irish Syria Solidarity Movement. We're here at the Amnesty Flame. Amnesty has recorded over 17,000 deaths in prisons in Syria since the beginning of the revolution. So we're here to stand in solidarity with all those who are detained. We're not sure how many are detained at present, but people speak of up to 60,000 people. We're here to stand in solidarity with the people of Aleppo and with the citizens of Aleppo who now feel their lives are in extreme jeopardy.
I'm Ian Atack. I teach on the Peace Studies programme in Trinity College Dublin. And I'm here really to show solidarity with human rights in Syria and, of course, with all the terrible events that are going on in Aleppo in particular. It's really important, I think, that we show that we're aware, that we have some understanding about what's going on, and also that we care. It's a terrible situation, and whatever we can do, we need to do it.
I'm Danny Cusack, and I live down in Kells in County Meath. I would be involved over the years with AFRI Action from Ireland. I'm here very much as an individual. I think we're meeting tonight in a very symbolic spot. I just reminded Ian here that the 21 years ago, tomorrow, the 10th of December, International Human Rights Day, was the launch of this Amnesty Flame in 1995. So it's the right place, and in a sense, on International Human Rights Day Eve, it's the right occasion to be meeting here and holding this symbolic action.
There was a peaceful, democratic revolt against Assad, who is a tyrant, who is the son of a tyrant. He wants to destroy democracy, and there is a living democracy in Syria. The areas of Syria which are not held either by the regime or by ISIS have enjoyed democracy for the past 5 years. They have elected councils, they have women's groups, they have free radio stations, free newspapers. For the first time, Syria has actually enjoyed democracy.